The husband claimed to have paid over 80% of the wife's property purchase price. Still, the family court found his cash contributions to be only around 40%. What was the critical problem in that case? Owning a home together can be a dream for many Singapore couples. It's not just a place to live, it's a symbol of your commitment. However, what if the dream turns into a nightmare and you face a property dispute due to a broken marriage? That's where decoupling comes into play. Today, we'll discuss the concept of property decoupling and the risks involved. Decoupling, often employed by Singapore couples, refers to one spouse giving up joint ownership of their matrimonial home. Hence, the other partner or party then becomes the sole owner. The primary reason for doing this is to save on additional buyer stamp duty or ABSD when buying additional properties. But there's a catch. Decoupling can pose significant risks, especially if the marriage falls apart. Why can decoupling lead to disputes? The allure of decoupling is obvious. It allows one partner to purchase a new property as a first-time buyer without paying ABSD. This, however, can create complications if the couple's relationship takes a wrong turn. Here are some reasons why. Number one, a lack of transparency. When a couple jointly owns a property, their financial contributions are usually transparent. Bank accounts and Central Provident Fund CPF records show who pays the mortgage, subsequently determining their stake in the property. But this clarity vanishes with a property held under one person's name alone. Number two, proving contributions. If one person pays for a home held solely by the other, they face significant challenges proving their financial contributions, especially if the payments were made in cash. The burden of evidence becomes even more cumbersome if the contributions date back several years. To illustrate the challenges of property disputes and decoupling, let's look at a recent case. This case involved a husband who held a $2 million home in his name. At the same time, the wife solely owned the couple's investment property, a $1 million condo. The husband claimed to have paid over 80% of the wife's property purchase price. Still, the family court found his cash contributions to be only around 40%. What was the critical problem in that case? The absence of conclusive bank records to support their claims was compounded by the fact that the payments occurred over a decade ago. The husband argued that a certain payment he made, such as booking and legal fees, were wrongly attributed to his wife. He cited transfers made to her account as evidence of the contributions. However, the wife's records demonstrated that her checks covered all of these payments, leaving the husband unable to produce convincing banking records to substantiate his own argument. Similar issues then also arose regarding the $2 million home's mortgage payments, with both sides presenting conflicting accounts. What was the final outcome in the court? The High Court judge focused on the difficulties in proving contributions. For the husband, his claims that he solely paid off the mortgage and the bank loan remained unconvincing. He produced a bank's final redemption notice to support his case. Still, the notice stated that the mortgage was redeemed, not that he had paid it alone. Ultimately, the judge upheld the family court's ruling, emphasizing that the couple should equally share their matrimonial assets based on their cash and non-monetary contributions. The case highlights the importance of having solid evidence when claiming rights to each other's properties. What's the takeaway for couples? For couples with similar arrangements, it's important to recognize the need for evidence to prove financial contributions. Here's what you should keep in mind. Number one, documentation is key. Maintain clear, documented records of payments and contributions made towards properties. This includes bank records, payment receipts, and any other relevant agreements. Number two, open communication. Discuss financial matters openly with your partner and ensure that both parties agree regarding contributions to property payments. Number three, legal advice. When considering property decoupling, consult with legal experts who can provide guidance and help you establish the necessary safeguards. Buying real estate is always a significant investment. So, understanding the legal aspects of property ownership and having the documentation to back your claims is vital, especially in the unfortunate event of a relationship breakdown. property decoupling can be beneficial for many Singapore couples looking to save on ABSD. However, it's important to recognize the potential risks it entails, especially if the marriage ends in a dispute. Recent case we just discussed reminds us that clear financial records and open communication are essential to safeguarding your interests in the potentially complex world of property ownership. So now you know. If you found this helpful, follow and subscribe to our channel for more legal things.